We are at the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis 64b, towards the bottom, probably three quarters of the way down, maybe a little more. We just said Rava had asked a question. We had said that there was a story of Rav Yitzchak coming, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who said that Rav Yochanan once allowed for someone to not marry. Was that the case? Right. Abaya married a third time on the...
Married, there was a woman who had been widowed twice. He was the third husband.
Right. A woman whose first two husbands passed away. And Abaya still married her based on a story of Rabbi Yochanan. The story of Rabbi Yochanan was that they had two children from two different sisters who had a bris milah, and he allowed the third one to also have a bris milah. So now Rava comes along and says, wait a second. Mika da Avid of Bnashiki Hai. Did the story that actually happened by Abaye, did that actually happen to him? Iuza Amar Avin Dismacha Yitzchak Sumka Lav Bar Samcha Avin Yeshna Bachazar Yitzchak Sumka Eno Bachazar. So, meaning that Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, Bar Yosef, who apparently was the source of the story of Rabbi Yochanan, he's not reliable, basically. Because Avin was always with Rabbi Yochanan. But Yitzchak Sumka never went back. And therefore, it wasn't with Rabbi Yochanan all the time. You don't know if he changed his mind. Rabbi Yochanan might have changed his mind. So maybe it's true that story happened, but it's not necessarily true that you can rely on it for halacha. So why would Abaye similarly rely on it if it's not if Yitzchak Bar Yosef had said it? So the Odin, furthermore, Amar Demithlagi L'inyan Mila B'in Sum Mimithlagi. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan said it when it comes to bris milah, but not necessarily when it comes to marriage. So just because he allowed a third child to get a bris milah doesn't mean that Abaye should marry this woman for a third time. So Gemara says, "In, it's true, Rabbi Yochanan, it's true that the machlokas about the third is also by marriage. The Hatanya, it's a proof, the Hatanya." And this is the Rishon Meis, the Sheni Meis, Shlishi Lo Tinasei Divrei Rebbe. Rishon Megalmel Lo Mer, Lishlishi Tinasei, Lirevi Lo Tinasei. Right. So here you have another source, similar to our Mishnah, I thought, that says that the Machlokas by Bris Mila, whether you can give a Bris Mila to the third kid after the first two died, whether from the same mother or from sisters, so too you shouldn't marry a woman who has widowed two or three husbands. Same Machlokas. When it comes to a bris milah, it makes sense because maybe they have a blood condition that when you give them bris milah, so then they have this issue. I don't know if they're anemic or whatever. Some people have loose blood. Some people have what, clotting blood? I don't know how to.
You know, feeling,
right, something like that. So then,
right.
I don't know. It's never to that extent.
You feeling it?
Well, there are no children that can't have a bris milah?
If somebody died from bris milah, my guess is...
Oh, okay, well, it could be from that. Right, but just because you have hemophilia doesn't mean you can't have a bris milah.
Really dangerous.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I've never heard of such a thing. That someone who hemophiliacs can't have a bris milah.
Well, how do you get the blood to clot?
I don't know. Just never heard of such a thing. You think they just never have a bris milah?
What's done today? First of all, hemophilia is very rare. In
yeah,
the
okay.
Community.
So maybe
I've
that's
never
why.
Known anybody who had it.
Okay, so maybe that's why I don't
know. But, you know, with people who have it, they, like, watch them. And so actually, today, there's ways to give them...
Medication.
Give them a clotting compound of some kind. You can administer...
Right.
Right, like transfusion, platelets or something.
Oh,
can,
interesting. Okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, for...
Clearly don't know enough about
history,
it. Yeah.
I mean, it was... Feeling it was really dangerous.
Yeah. It is. So there are different types of blood, but El Nisuin Mai Tam.
It is hereditary.
Sounds like something would be. But El Nisuin Mai Tam, but when it comes to marriage, what's the reason for it? There's nothing genetic or physical about it, that your husband keeps dying. So Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi Mi Hagrona, Mishmed Rav Huna, Mayan Gorim.
First spring.
Is that a physical statement?
The note here suggests that it's talking about bodily fluids.
We're talking about like an STD or something?
It could be an STD. It could be other things. Some people are silent carriers of, you ever hear of Typhoid Mary?
Typhoid, I've heard of.
Typhoid Mary was a notorious woman in the early 20th century who always insisted on working as a cook.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I mean, it's certainly an STD would be one possibility.
Right. Okay. So that's one possibility. Rav Ashi Amar Mazal Gorim. You're right. It's not physical, but there's a certain mazal that there's such a thing that can affect the people you're with. Gemara says, "My benayu was there's an ikav benayu the erisa umis if they only had betrothed." But never actually had intercourse. So then, does that count as the third or the second? Inami, Nafal Midikla, if the reason that he died was from falling off a tree, Umis. So then, it's definitely not because of her, right? According to Rav Huna, if it's about her physical body fluids, so then he would not paskin. You can't marry her that third time or that fourth time. So Amalei, as opposed to Rav Ashi, you can die from any reason. It's just that's the mazel. You just die. Amalei, Rav Yosef prayed to Rav Lareva. So Rav Yosef said to his father, maybe a different Rav. Vayamine Rav Yosef. Wait. Amalei, Rav Yosef Bray. Rava. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, said to Rava, Ba'i mine mi Rav Yosef. I asked Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is saying to his father, possibly, Rava, I asked Rav Yosef something.
Whether the halacha is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he said to me, yes.
Right, I know what the next words I'm saying. Rav Yosef is asking Rav Yosef.
Rav Yosef.
Okay, so Rav Yosef Bray de Rava asked Rav Yosef Barchia, presumably.
He asked Rava.
No, he's just a son of Rava.
Right.
Yeah. Halacha Rebbe, Vamrali in. Yes, we pass like Rebbe. That's about two times already makes the Chazaka, and the third time is the answer. Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, and also Amrali in. So, Achuche Achich Bi, he's just playing around with me, not giving a real psak. Amalei, lo, Rava said to Rav Yosef, his son, that when Rav Yosef said that, Rav Yosef Barchia, he wasn't playing around. Stamehi, there are many Mishnayos that are just stam. V'pashit lach, and he was giving you a psah, like both of them. Nisuim, umalkios, karevi. When it comes to marrying, and for a person to get malchus, what does that mean? Malchus will see soon, I think. Then we pass him like Rebbe, that it's about two times already establishes the chazaka, and then the third time would be Aser. Vestos Vishor Hamuad, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. When it comes to a vestas, in terms of establishing a woman's flow, and when she would have when we expect her to have her period every month, so it has to be established by 3 consecutive months. And similarly, a ox who's considered a dangerous ox, you'd be liable for to a greater extent. That's a good Shimon Gamliel, that it's about 3 times. So Nisun Hada Amrin, we already talked about the marriage. Malchios, it's 9. What do we know about Malchios? What does that have to do with Rabbi Yerub Shimon? So Mishalak of Hashanah, anyone who is whipped twice
for the same transgression.
For the same exact iser. So then he's considered like a rasha already. Based in Kontin of Sola Kippa, you put him into a small place. Umachilon also Seorim Ashe Tekreso Nivkas. Until his stomach breaks open. Okay, meaning on the third time already you have a more severe punishment, just not just Malchus. Okay, it sounds kind of crazy. I'm not familiar with that. But. Vestos did none.
This was the next thing. They're not allowed to kill him because this is not a capital offense.
But he's still a Russia, so they just do this thing that causes him to die naturally or something. I don't know. Not so naturally, but. Vestos did none. Ana Isha. A woman does not establish her flow, the specific date of her flow, unless it's been 3 months. There are different types of vestos. I'm not going to get into it now. The ain, but on the yom havestos, you would not be able to have intercourse. Machlokas, how long? Fine. The ain mitaharas min havestos, and you don't become tahor from the vestos. I mean, you don't go back to the sort of the you don't go back to the default, which is that you don't have a specific day. Until you get off of that date for three months. Okay. I believe we're talking about I'm not 100% sure. I think it's referring to the date of the mother. Different types of vestas. Vestas Chodesh, and then there's Vestas Haflaga, and then there's Vestas Haragil or something. I forget what one's 30 days, one's interval, and one is the date of the month. So I believe this is referring to the date of the month, every date of the month that you see. But this, I think if you see the same date, you see if you get your period the same date of a month for 3 months in a row, so that is the date of the month that you have to be concerned about. Actually, it might be interval. It might be interval one, because that the date of the month can very much change. Anyways, v'shor muad itnan, en hashor nasa muad ashia idu bo shalosh apamim. And similarly, a ox does not become a dangerous ox until you've already witnessed it damaged 3 times. You got married to the first one. You didn't have children for 10 years, I guess. Or only a couple years, according to one thing that we saw outside of Eretz Yisrael. The second one, you didn't have any children. The third person you marry, in accordance to Rebbe Shita, you should marry someone who already has kids, because clearly there's something could be wrong with the woman. And if she gets married the third time to someone who doesn't have children, so then you can divorce her right away without a ksuva. I think this thing you don't have to. No, it says you can't do. Yibayaluhu. Nisis l'shiva lo yolabanamai de mahu de lit be'uha hanach kamai. If the third one doesn't have kids, can the first two claim their ksuba back? Because that was clearly an unjustified marriage. They wouldn't have done it if they knew they wouldn't have kids. Something like that. So Gemara says, Mima tamerle igloi mos da'atu d'garamt. Do we say that retroactively it's clear that you are the reason that we never had kids? Odom matzis amerle hu hashtahu d'chashi mistabra. This is hashtahu d'chashi. Only after the third one did she become barren, but really I could have been fertile for the first two, and it's just your fault. Meaning, can we assume it was her fault the first two times, first two husbands? So, Gemara says, "Mistabra matzis amar lehu hashid dechishi." It's a legitimate suggestion, proposition that only now has she become infertile, but before she was. Meaning, it's not enough to demand the ksuba back. Gemara says, "Ibayelu nitzner reviva yilavanim." By the fourth one, and then you have kids. She was married again, meaning she got married even though she wasn't supposed to, I guess, because she clearly hasn't had kids with her three. So, but then she has with kids the fourth. So So now the titbe elish lishi. Can she then claim her ktuba from the third one who said that he doesn't have to pay ktuba since she can't have kids? So Amrina like this shetikusich yafami diburich. We say that your silence is better than your speech, because better for you to not talk about this than to sort of spread the rumor that you were infertile.
There's a very different explanation here.
What do you have?
Your silence is preferable to your speech. You're better off not making this claim, as he can now say to you, I didn't divorce you with this understanding, and now that I know you are capable of having children, I regret divorcing you. This would invalidate the divorce, and consequently your marriage to her fourth husband would render the child a monster. That strikes me as quite the stretch.
That sounds like a bit of an extreme...
Quite the stretch. Yeah. I mean, you know, his subjective understanding, you know, he divorced her, end of story.
Right. At the time, he had full intentions to divorce her. It doesn't matter. It's almost like a mekachtos of getting out of a marriage. So when it's a mask of the Papa, wait a second. She might be quiet, but we the Beis Din, why should we be quiet? Nimta get batel, but now I'm there. Hold on. What is it saying? This is saying that we should.
Silent. Do we remain silent? If there's room for concern that divorce might be invalid, the concern exists regardless of her claim, and therefore the bill of divorce should be found invalid and her children from her fourth husband should be mamzerim. Rather, we say that it is now that she's become healthy. In other words, she was previously...
I mean, this is a rhetorical question. Nimsa get bato, but now mamzerim, we're going to retroactively make her children mamzers? That wouldn't make any sense. That makes sense. Right. You can't just retroactively take away your intentions. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Ella says the Gemara, Amrinan, Hashtahu Zibriyasa. Rather, we say now she's getting healthy. Hu Amar Mina, Vihi Amra Mine. He says it's her fault. She says it's his fault. Amra Bi Amma Dvarm Shabeno Levena Nemanis. When it comes to something that's between her and herself, so we believe her. And therefore, this is something that she knows about. She knows her own body, that type of thing. The tamamai, what's the reason? This is presumably to determine whether or not he has to pay ksuba. The tamamai, what's the reason why we do believe her and not him? He kaimala biyorek echet. She knows what she feels in terms of his motility, or I don't know if motility is the right word, but the extent that his semen can travel through her. Hulo kimle biyorek echet. He doesn't know. He can't possibly figure out how his semen travels. That, at least back then, was thought to be part of infertility, for a man's ability or inability. I guess a velocity, would you call it?
That's what the implication.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real thing, right? I'm sure it could affect it in some way. Right, that's right. That's in terms of a person's, you know,
the
quantity
velocity,
of sperm.
Velocity.
I guess technically it could be an issue if it's really not getting far enough into her body, but once it's like in the body, so
I've
then.
I've never heard of this as an issue.
So Amar E.
You know, they're at least people these days be happy that at least they're feeling the idea that maybe it is his fault.
Yeah, right. Take what you can get, I guess. So
Amar
Ihu, Ezel Intiv Itisa, go marry a different woman before you divorce the first one. Vivduk Namshay, go test yourself. Meaning it's not necessarily her fault, go see if it's your fault too. Amar Rabbi Amma Af Bazu Yotziv Yitin Ksuva. Even in that case, you would give her the Ksuva. Shani Omar Kola Nosi Isha Alishto. Anyone who marries a woman on top of another, the wife you already has, Yotziv Yitin Ksuva. Oh, here we go. Rabbi Ami says that anyone, literally anyone, who marries another woman, you have to give a ksuba to the first one. Rava Amar Nose Adam Kamenashim Alishto Vahu De Islay Limizaininhu. Presumably the concern of Rabbi Ami is that you're not going to have enough to properly sustain support and to make her feel wanted, I would assume also. But Rava says, no, as long as he has enough money to make sure she's taken care of, that's fine. So when it says, who Amar? If he says, I felt the go Eser, you had a miscarriage sometime in those 10 years, and therefore it restarts the count. V'hi Amar lo afelt, and afelis, I did not have a miscarriage. So Amar v'ame, afizu hinem menas. So I think the Im Isa, the Pila Nafshabak Kartel Machazka. She would know, and therefore she would be more believed.
What's her motivation? Her motivation is she might want to get divorced in this case. She might think it's his fault. And she obviously, he is making an excuse so they don't have to get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And she is saying, no.
Right, she wants to continue. Well,
it sounds like she would want to get divorced.
She wants to get divorced, yeah. She would want to go marry somebody else. I don't know. But she's incriminating herself, right? She's basically saying, I am infertile. Right? If she goes for 10 years without a child, so then the presumption is that she's the problem, or could be the problem.
She's saying,
if she had a stillborn, so at least she knows she can get pregnant.
Right.
So in some ways, she's incriminating herself. It could be his fault. It could be, but at least if she admitted that there was a stillborn, so then at least she knows that she's capable. But then she'd have to stay with this guy, and he's capable. Yeah.
She wants out.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm saying. It's like an independent reason. So Gemara says he pila v'chazer if he pila v'chazer he pila. If she has three miscarriages, chulz v'kal and falim, so then she has the presumption that she's going to have a miscarriage. Obviously, nowadays with science and Leah and Har with things that you can do about that, hopefully
there's people who have children that have also
my point is that if you remember yesterday, we talked about it depends why a person died. Meaning, just because it happened three times doesn't mean that it's her fault or that it's the kids, you know, the bris mila issue. If you can assume that it's because of a specific reason that happened. So then it's not necessarily the same thing. It's not necessarily a chazak. So here also, if we can find out the reason why she's having miscarriage, then it's not necessarily the case that you have to divorce her all of a sudden. Who amr apila trey, v'hi amr atlas, amr abisal bar elazar, uvda havim bevin drasha, v'amr shi, himehimna, v'im isid lo apla, nafshim niflo maflika. Basically, we believe her. She knows her body better than he, and therefore, if she says it only happened twice, or she says it happened three times, we believe her. Okay? Good, at least some confidence for the woman there. Says the Mishnah.
Isn't this the thing she has these miscarriages and doesn't also have children?
Yeah, I assume so also. Although, yeah, maybe it depends on the order. If it was one child and then three miscarriages, then maybe she's done. I don't know, that definitely happens. There are things that a woman develops post-pregnancy, post-childbirth. That can affect future
pregnancy.
Any
configuration of.
Yeah. Says the Mishnah. No, my point is that if you would have a child and miscarriage and another child, so then that would not necessarily be counted towards the three. Because maybe she fixed it. Whatever happens wasn't because of a specific issue that she's having now. Says the Mishnah. The man is obligated in Purim, but not the woman. We have alluded to this already. We have not said it explicitly. Here you go. Yochanan ben Brocha Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Omer, al shneihem Omer, vayivarchos ha melkim, vayomer lehem melkim, peru arvu. So he believes that both the man and woman are obligated, and that actually makes sense based on the words, peru arvu is in the plural. So it sounds like Hashem is saying it to both Adam and Chava. Says the Gemara, Menahan mihari no, Amar Rabbi Yelah, Mishim Rabbi Yelah, Zmer Rabbi Shimon, Amar Krau, Milu Esarat Vechiv Shuha. And you should conquer the world. You should conquer the land. It's the man's tendency to conquer, not the woman's tendency. And therefore, it should be a reference to only the man who has to have children. So it says the Gemara, Adarabba. No, the opposite. V'chivshua is in the plural. V'chivshua, not v'chivsha. V'chivshu is referring to both of them. So Rav Nachman writes like v'chivshua tziv. Yes, it's true. It's read kivshua, but it's written kivsha, which makes it seem like it's a singular. So then it's just ema makir and mesoret type of thing. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, he says, no. Ani kel shaddai shakai prey orve. Later on in Bereishis, Hashem says to Yaakov that I am God, you should now have children. That's in the singular. This, I believe, is a yishlach, I think. Lo kamar peru, it doesn't say it in plural, which implies that it's only for the man, for Yaakov. I don't know how great that raya is. He's talking only to Yaakov. Right? He only talks to one person. That's about the Adam Rechav. I don't know. Adam Rechav maybe talks about... No, it says, Vayomer Lahem Elokim Peruvu. So I don't know. It's very interesting. This seems almost like we know the halacha, which is that only the man is obligated, and we're trying to figure out how we can get to that point. Vayomer Rabbi Yilo, Mishim Rabbi Yilo, Rabbi Shimon, Shem Shemitzah Adam Lomar, Devar HaNishma, Kach Mitzah Adam, Mitzah Lomar, Devar She'enu Nishma, same as Gemara in Erechin. Now we're bringing it here in Yavamos. A person should rebuke someone else if they know that they can make a difference. But if they know that they're not going to make a difference, then you should not say it. You should not rebuke. Ask the parsha. Rabbi Abba Omer Chova, you have to say it. You have to. No, it's not just a good advice, but you have to not say it. That do not rebuke a clown lest he hate you, and then it's your fault. That is basically another explanation of the word that you should not rebuke a person and then bring upon yourself a sin that the person hates you. The Gemara then says, and this is presumably because Rabbi Yilel, Mishum Rabbi Yilel, or Rabbi Shimon is saying them. From Rabbi Yilel, Mishum Rabbi Yilel, Rabbi Shimon, Mutter Lel Adam L'Shanos, V'Devar HaShalom, Shnemar, Avicha Tzivav, V'Chul V'Gomer. It's referring to the brothers to Yosef. Famous statement at the end of Sefer Bereishis where they say to the where the brothers say, you know, Dad said don't beat us up. Kolzom really Yosef Anasana, right? That you should be forgiving to us for what we did to you. So it's a big machlokes in the poskim whether or not what this means. Does this mean that the brothers were lying in that Yaakov ever said that, or that Yaakov ever knew about it either? Right? Did Yaakov ever know what the brothers did to Yosef? So this Gemara implies that the lie is, in order to establish peace, which is allowed, the lie is that Yaakov never said it. It's possible that the lie can even be that Yaakov never knew about it. It's not clear from the pasuk. Rabbi Nasan Omer, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do so. It's not that you're allowed to, it's that you have to. Shnem, or that's laudable. Shnem, Yomer Shmuel, Ech Elech V'Shama Sho V'Haragani. This is after Hashem said to Shmuel that you should go to appoint David as the king instead of Shaul. And Shmuel says, how can I go? And Shaul's going to come and kill me. So then Hashem gives him some other advice. Yeah, go and pretend like you're bringing carbon. That's Hashem told him to do it. That's a mitzvah. The Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Gadol Hashem, Sha'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shina Ba'od, Me'ikar Ksiv, Va'adaniza, Kein Rashi talks about this on the Pasuk, I think. First, Sarah had said, how could Avraham have children? He's so old. And then afterwards, Hashem says to Avraham that she said, I'm so old. Didn't call him old, called herself old. Okay? So there you have it. You can change, but you can bend the truth. This is actually, you can lie in order to establish peace. There's some values that are more important than truth. Obviously, truth is very important, but not the most important. Kind of interesting situationally. That does not mean you're allowed to lie. Rabbi Yochanan and Roka Omer. He had said that they're both obligated in Puru Urvu. Right? This makes sense to us based on the pasuk of Puru Urvu. Itzmar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuvan Levi Chad Amar Halach Rabbi Yochanan and Roka Chad Amar Enoch Rabbi Yochanan and Roka Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan Huda Amar Enoch Kudit. Yasiv Rabbi Abahu v'Gamar Mishrei de Rabbi Yochanan Halach v'Ahadrin Hu Rabbi Imi Rabbi Asi l'Apayu. It makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that we do not pass like Rabbi Yochanan Broka, meaning that it's only the man who's obligated, because one time Rabbi Abahu was talking, saying something about Rabbi, was quoting Rabbi Yochanan that the halach is like is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, that we pass and that both man and woman are obligated. And then Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi turn their faces away, as if to say that that's not true. Vigi the Amri, Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar, the Ahadrina Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi the Apayo. Maybe it was Rabbi Chia that said it, and that's who they disagreed with.
They don't want to be disrespectful by...
Right, they don't say that, no, you're wrong. They just...
Sarcastic...
They turn away as if to say, this is no good. Yeah, it's not explicit. Amr Papa Bishlam Amanta Amr Rabbi Abahu Amra Mishim Kvo Bekesar Amr Lay. If it was Rabbi Abahu that said it originally, so then the reason that they didn't say it explicitly is because they did not want to be disrespectful to someone who's, I guess, close to the Kesar. I don't know. Rabbi Abahu was close to the Kesar. Lo Amr Lay Lo Midi. They didn't say it. Amanta Amr Rabbi Chiyabar Abba Amra Lamr Lay. Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi. Why didn't they speak up if it was Rabbi Chiya who said it? Says the Gemara, because my Haviela. Oh, we don't have an answer to that question. But my Haviela. So what is the Pesach in the end of the day? Do we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Do we say that Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, that both the man and the woman who are obligated, or did Rabbi Yochanan say only one is obligated, only the man is? So Tashma Adam Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Asi. Uv the Hava coming to Rabbi Yochanan Bechnishted the Kesari. V'amri yotzi v'yiteng suba, that the woman didn't have any children, and therefore she didn't have any children, and she was demanding from her husband to divorce her, so she can marry somebody else to have children. And Rabbi Yochanan said that she has the right to do so, and you should give her a suba, presumably because she's obligated for her, she has that leverage. So Gemara now explains, if you're going to tell me that she's not obligated in Puravu, so Ksuba Maya Vidita. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say she gets a Ksuba? She's clearly not within her rights to demand a divorce just because she doesn't have any children. She's allowed to not have children because she's not obligated. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Beba'a Machmas Tana. Maybe the only reason that she came to get divorced is because she wanted to have a child.
She wanted to have children other than the fulfillment of the mitzvah.
Just for the utilitarian person to have the purpose of having a child.
Like
not for the mitzvah. Yeah, she has a legitimate purpose there. Ki ahida asai l'kamed Rabbi Ami Amar Leh havli ksuba. Give me a ksuba. Amar Leh zil. Go away without a ksuba. Lo miskadas, you're not obligated. So Amar Leh misevu dila ma'iti havi ala d'hachit etza. When she gets older, what's going to be with her? Amar kiha vada kafina. If that's the case, so yes, you should pay the ksuba because she has a good time there. Hahi is the asal kamed Rabbi Nachman. There was a woman that came in front of Rabbi Nachman. Amar la lo miskadas. You're not obligated. Amar la lo bay hachidasa. Chutra lida umara likvura. What does this mean? Chutra leda. Does she need lo by hachid is a chutra leda?
Hofer, if she wanted a staffer, doesn't the woman declare a staff for her hand and a hoe for her burial?
Meaning people to support her. I guess those are kind of euphemisms or figurative phrases. Amar ki havada kafina. He says again, for that purpose, you definitely do force the person to give a ksuba. Meaning those are legitimate reasons, even regardless of puravu. Therefore, you can't learn from Rabbi Yochanan how he passed him because of that story. Yehuda v'chizkiya ta'omim hayu, there were these two twins. Echad nigru tzuras l'sol shiva. One of them was fully formed after 9 months. Echad nigru tzuraso l'schila shiva. And one of them was already fully formed at 7 months. Yehudis, their mother, divisu, the Rebbe Chia havala, tzar later, she had difficulty with her birthing. Shanai mana. Changed her clothing
she went
to not be recognized. And then she went to Rabbi Chia. I guess she was trying to be secret about it. I guess a different Rabbi Chia. I don't know. Okay, maybe she's going to do something with him. Amra itasa mifkada apiravirivya. Is she obligated in Puravu? Amra la lo. She said no. Azla ishtiya samadakrasa. Oh gosh. She went and she drank some kind of poison.
An infertility potion.
So that she would not be able to have children anymore. L'sof igloi milsa came out Amar la, iku yaladis l'cha de karsa achrisa. It's better if you would not have drank that and have me another child.
Another set of twins, and then we could have had another set of twins.
The Amar Mar Yehuda v'chizkia ache paze v'tavi. They were brothers, meaning twins. Paze v'tavi achvasa.
I guess he had two sets of twins. They had two sets of twins. And he said, well, we could have had one more belly. There's a hereditary twins.
Oh, he's so saying basically that you have a special disposition to have twins, so you should have kept going.
Therefore, a woman who
special brother.
Two sets of twins is considerably likelihood of an additional. So I had two sets.
Right.
And they were great children.
Right. So you shouldn't have done that, basically. Okay, we got to finish this. Let's try to finish the parak here. V'lo miskida. V'hamar Rav Acha bar Rav Katina. Amar Rav Yitzchak Masa b'isha Achas. Chetze shiv chetze ben chabas chorin. V'kafu az rabba. V'sa bas chorin. So Amar Rav Nachbar Yitzchak. Min ha-kafkar naguba. It's not because of having children that he freed her, but just in because she was causing others to sin, so he figured make her free so she doesn't do that to other people anymore. Something like that.